1. Rank Evaluation. The last time Gino had stood at this particular crossroad, he'd chosen the Blessed Mystery Box over the Cursed One, which had given him the Demon's Castle key. That, in turn, had given him access to the Demon's Castle dungeon, where he'd gained plenty of things. He'd leveled up significantly, collected a ton of loot, and the gold. He saved up so much gold that he almost felt obligated to spend some. If I had to do it all over again, I'd make the same choice without a second thought. However, he was still curious about the road not taken. The Blessed Mystery Box was supposed to give him something he wanted, and the Cursed Mystery Box was supposed to give him something he needed. So what was inside the other box? The Blessed Mystery Box definitely gave me what I wanted after all. And now, Gino had the perfect opportunity to satisfy his curiosity. He nervously awaited the system's answer. For some reason, he felt as though it was being unusually slow. Ping! His worries were unnecessary, as the system soon responded.
You have selected item, Cursed Mystery Box. The chosen item will be supplied.
Whoom! A small box appeared at Gino's feet.
Nice!
He nervously picked it up. The weight of the box in his hands felt very familiar.
Could it be?
Gino hastily tore into it, and his eyes widened as he saw the contents.
This is...
Gino went straight home after exiting the demon's castle. The first thing he wanted to do was clean himself up, as he hadn't bathed once while inside the dungeon. He could have bought water from the shop, but there hadn't exactly been an optimal time or place to do so.
Can't really wash up leisurely when you're surrounded by monsters.
It wasn't until he was back in his apartment and relaxing his muscles under a hot shower that he actually felt like he was out of the dungeon.
Home sweet home.
Gino got dressed in fresh clothes, draped a towel over his wet hair, and sat on the edge of his bed. It was time to sort things out. He first called up the stat window.
Stats.
Bing!
Dizzyingly long strings of letters materialized before his eyes. They landed on something in particular.
Available ability points, 20.
The points he'd received for completing the Demon Souls quest. Naturally, he invested all the points in intelligence.
Bing!
Stats.
Strength, 178. Stamina, 137. Agility, 147. Intelligence, 149. Perception, 119.
At long last, intelligence was barely higher than most of the other stats. Despite still being quite a bit behind the strength stat, it was a huge improvement, considering how he'd been ignoring it until recently. Strength, stamina, agility, intelligence, and perception. They were balancing out nicely.
Everything here is important.
Gino had been obsessed with every stat at different points, so he learned the unique qualities and advantages of each.
Wait.
Considering the state of things, what if he increased all his stats evenly instead of focusing on one? He'd be an all-rounded player. Gino's ambitious streak flared up. It was an idea he could happily ponder only because every single stat was at a satisfactory level.
Once my intelligence surpasses strength, I should also increase the others bit by bit.
With his mind made up, Gino turned his attention toward the skill window. And there was the third reward.
Reward 3, mystery reward.
If he was being honest, he had been much more preoccupied with the first and second rewards. Any item of his choosing and 20 bonus points, and, besides slight curiosity, hadn't been very interested in the third. But his jaw dropped once he saw what it was.
Reward 3 has been delivered.
A scroll similar in size to the Demon's Castle entry permits simultaneously appeared in his hand.
What's this?
Caught off guard by the delivery method, Gino opened the item in surprise.
Recipe. Elixir of Life. Learn how to craft the Elixir of Life.
Gino stared down at the scroll.
I can make it myself?
Mage-type hunters were the only ones with the ability to craft weapons with mana.